Mr. Spicebag by Freddie Alexander. Freddie Alexander lives in Dublin with his wife, his son, and he suspects a large family of mice. Freddie rarely eats spice bags these days, although the same assurances cannot be given for the mice who come and go as they please. Mr. Spicebag is his first book. To Zelda and Riff with Love. Chapter 1. George lived in a small town where everyone was obsessed with spice bags. Well, nearly everyone. You may have heard of a spice bag before. You may have even tried a spice bag. A normal spice bag can be crunchy or soggy. It's made up of crispy fries and spicy chicken bits and, depending on where you buy it from or what day of the week it is, perhaps some peppers or onions or chilies. Normal spice bags are sold in chip shops and Chinese takeaways up and down the country. I think most of you will agree, with the greatest of respect, that most spice bags are more or less the same. But this story is not about a normal spice bag, nor is it about a normal boy. No, far from it. Listener, this is a story about the real spice bag and a rather exceptional 10-year-old boy. Very few people have heard this story. I feel it my duty to share it with you. The real spice bag was named after the most widely recognized man in George's town, the impossibly tall and bony Mr. Spicebag. People simply could not get enough of the spice bag. They ate spice bags for breakfast, lunch and dinner every day of the week. It was all that they lived for, and, as a result, Mr. Spicebag was without a doubt the most worshipped man in town. So, what is it about the real spice bag that people craved, you so impatiently ask? Well, that's just it. Nobody knew. I didn't know. And you certainly don't know because you've just started listening to this book. But one thing is clear. Everybody loved it. As with many stories, this has a beginning, a middle, and an end. I always prefer to start at the beginning. It starts with our George, a pleasant and polite boy who lived with his family. His dad, his mum, and his older sister, Lucy. George was, how you say, a pipsqueak, a runt, a little twerp, if you will. He was as scrawny as he was kind, with fair hair and a freckly nose. He was a decent sort who deserved a decent life. Unfortunately for him, however, he lived in a town where the vast majority of people were greedy and nasty. There is no doubt at all in my mind, listener, that this centred around everyone's obsession with the spice bag. George's town was not always so addicted to spice bags, you see. In fact, it had been a very normal town only a few years earlier, much like yours or mine. People jogged, cats purred, and dogs pooed, and almost no one cleaned it up. Nothing out of the ordinary ever happened, which, as you will learn, is not necessarily a bad thing. Following the arrival of Mr. Spicebag's chipper, the town turned into a strange one. For a start, it was always raining. But there was more to it than that. There was a dark and heavy atmosphere that George could not quite put his finger or toe on. The people skulked from home to work, work to home. The only interruption was the trip to the adored local chipper, Mr. Spicebags. George's parents were horrible. In fact, it was safe to say that George's parents were the cruelest, nastiest, meanest parents in town. They even had a plaque on their gate to prove it. It read, "Here lives George's parents, the cruelest, nastiest, meanest parents in town." After living in the town for just a week, George's parents became obsessed with spice bags. In no time, it was all they could think about. They would insist on George serving them food, spice bags of course, at any hour, day or night. It was far too often that the poor boy would be turfed from his cosy bed in the middle of the night to fetch more spice bags. As a result, the house absolutely stank of grease. His parents were also incredibly lazy and never lifted a finger. They would bark order after order at George as they scoffed down their spice bags. It was up to George to wash the floors and paint the house and hoover the stairs and feed the cat and wash the dog, then wash the cat and feed the dog, all on top of his homework. But worst of all, George's parents did not even feed him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?